USA Radio News.
A fraudulent petition signatures report has been referred to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel on Wednesday. A suspected signature forgery operation is compromising ballot placement for 19 candidates in Michigan, including 4 of 9 Republican gubernatorial hopefuls. A 10th candidate withdrew from the race on Monday. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers, which will accept or deny those signatures, will meet on Thursday. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has proposed restrictions that would block plans for a copper and gold mine in Alaska's Bristol Bay region. It's the latest in a long-running dispute over efforts by developers to advance the mine in a region known for its salmon runs. Critics of the Pebble Mine project called the move an important step. Others called the EPA's proposal, quote, a political maneuver. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
West Virginia has reached a tentative settlement with drug makers in an opioid crisis trial.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said Wednesday attorneys for the state of West Virginia and 2 remaining pharmaceutical manufacturers have reached a tentative $161.5 million settlement just as closing arguments were set to begin in a 7-week trial over the opioid epidemic. The lawsuit accused Teva Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie Incorporated and its companies of downplaying the risks of addiction associated with opioid use and overstating the benefits. The judge in Charleston, West Virginia, put the trial on hold for the parties to work things out. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden said he and First Lady Jill Biden will be traveling to Texas in the coming days after a mass shooting at a school left 19 children and 2 adults dead. Biden says he hopes to bring some comfort to the community. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data released this week showed that about 1% more babies were born in 2021 than in 2020. The slight bump followed a historic drop of 4% in 2020, the largest decrease in a half a century. The Washington Examiner reported women under 25 saw an overall 2% decrease in births from 2020, which is a record low for that age group. The shortage of baby formula took center stage on Wednesday. Reporter Tim Berg has the breakdown.
Some states are facing serious shortages of baby formula. A House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to investigate the Food and Drug Administration's role in the shortage. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed? Or, as I believe, both. No matter the reason, it's not acceptable.
He says he wants to know why the FDA didn't act if they allegedly knew about the shortage 3 months ago.
Literary super agent Mort Janklow, whose clients included Ronald Reagan and Barbara Walters, has died at the age of 91. Janklow was credited for the proliferation of blockbuster books and million-dollar deals in the 1970s and beyond. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.